Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day. Looking at some beautiful faces. Glad I'm not looking in the mirror so I can say that. It was just an absolutely beautiful morning. And just so thankful that I've been able to bring my family. Some church family came down. A time of worship and praise. What a better way to spend a weekend than coming to the throne of grace, to the house of God, rubbing elbows, shaking hands, hugging, kissing babies. I mean, all the above. It's just a wonderful time and rejoicing in the Lord. What a day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. What a great statement that God has provided for us. I appreciate the hospitality and what has been provided for me and my family from the house, Brother Tim's house, Sister Tracy. She gets all the credit. I'm not going to give any credit to him. He about left us this morning, just like Sister Tracy did on the way here. Everybody's just hyped up and ready to get to the house of God, and I don't blame them. The food that's been provided, just a lot of things that's been provided, and I just thank the Lord for his providence. The providential hand of the Lord has been mighty in my life, and I know it has for you. He's provided me every day since I came into this old world. And here I am today. If you'd have told me 21 years ago that I'd be standing here this morning preaching to some old Baptist, have four children, you know, married for 20-something years, I told you, you need to go seek psychiatric help. But I am here. Why? Because of the providential hand of God. And I believe in that. I believe he's taken care of his children all the way back, all throughout time. And that's the reason we're here today. We give all thanks and all glory to God because of that.
Yes.
And if you don't know what I'm going to speak on this morning, it's about the providential hand of God and all that we owe to a mighty hand. You know, it started way back in Genesis chapter 22. And Abraham took Isaac up to sacrifice his son. And, you know, I've had many conversations with my son, and my father's had many conversations with me, and there were never a conversation quite like this. But what I look at is what he said to his son. Said, Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father, said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? He understood something about worship. He understood something that was going on. He just didn't have any earthly idea. And boy, did he not know. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide.
Amen.
And that's the story we need to tell our children.
Yes.
When we're asked how this is going to take place, we can look to the God Almighty and say, God will provide.
Amen.
He'll provide. And we know what he provided. He provided his son, his precious son.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what it would take for your and my salvation. He knew what it would take to pay the sin debt. It wasn't the preacher. It wasn't your perseverance. And it wasn't your accepting God. It was providing himself a lamb.
Right.
I mean, wow. But what I like what he says, just stop right there. God will provide. That's all he needed to say. He went a little further. It's just wonderful to know that God has provided for his children. He provided them across the Red Sea when it looked like there was no hope. No hope when Pharaoh and them were barreling down. There was no hope. I mean, can you imagine sitting around there and seeing Pharaoh and his army and his great chariots fixing to just take them over after he let them go? God provided a way, did he not?
Yes.
He always has. He always will. You'll be in eternity. Why? Because God provided a way. God provided. He always has. He always will. You know, how did Ruth glean from the field of Boaz? Because God provided a way. How did she end up in that specific field? God of providence.
Yes.
He provided her that day. And you know what happened from then. It's just wonderful. Everything we have today, this day, God has provided for us. And we need to take advantage of that. and give God the glory. Thank you, God, for another day.
Amen.
Thank you for giving me the strength to get out of bed. Thank you for providing me with a vehicle to get down here. I was talking to a brother last night. We were talking about over there in Africa and how they tread miles and miles and miles and sitting in a foot of water and listening to the gospel preached. That's how strong and desire they have. And we got it so easy. Why is our not desire better than it is? He's been so good to us. Been so good to us. He's a provider. You know, every year at the end of the year, you have to figure out who's going to be your health provider. You know, every year you got to renew your insurance. Who's going to be your insurance provider? You have so many providers, your financial advisors, financial providers. Who are you going to put your money into? I'm telling you what, you need to put it all into Jesus Christ because he will provide. Right. You're talking about making dividends. I mean, big dividends. You're going to make it. I'm telling you, he is rich and almighty and ready to provide. When you go to him, he's ready to give you out of the storehouses of his goodness, out of his riches. They never run dry. They never come up empty. They're always overflowing. You know, his power never diminishes. He is, you know, has all power. Coming down here, I had to fill up full of gas. I'm completely full. By the time I get down here, I'm about half empty, and I've got to go get refueled. When you go to the throne of grace and you go to the God who can provide, it never gets empty. It never diminishes. His power does not diminish. He's always ready to provide for his children. He did back then when he provided himself a lamb. The only way that we're going to get to heaven, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. They said, how do we know the way? He told him, he said, I'm the way. Don't let your heart be troubled. And he went to prepare. He went to a place. Let's just turn there. John chapter 14. And he tells Thomas, like, how do we know the way? That's a lot of God's children that's lost out here in this world. They don't know the way. They're being told every which way, but the wrong way. Instead of pointing to the one who is the way. That's why he can tell them, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I go to prepare. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to provide you a way. That's what he's saying. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to provide it. I am the way, Thomas. And if I go to prepare or make a way for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It's not a maybe, it is the way. Why? Because God has provided it, and I need his providential hand in my life. You've got to be able to look back and think about how many times God has sent one of his providential angels on a mission for you that day, and you can look back and you'll be like, well, boy, that just came out of nowhere. I don't even know how that happened. I'm telling you how it happened. He Amen. Sent his angel that day, whether you recognize it or not. Amen. And when you, instead of saying, boy, I don't know where that came from, you can say, point to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and say, that was the way. I know what happened that day. Amen. There's no other way it could have happened. Right. There's no other way your salvation would have happened if he wanted to prepare the way. Right. If he wanted to send forth his son and provide it for you and I. John pointed him out and said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. He's the one that's going to provide you in heaven's glory one and final day. Is it glorious to think about the providence of God? I need it. Yes. How about you?
Amen.
You know, Daniel and the three Hebrew children, he provided them a way right through the fire.
Amen.
He walked right in there with them. Nebuchadnezzar, he was just astonished when he saw that. He witnessed the providence of God. When they would not bow down, you know, Daniel wouldn't even, he would continue to pray, believing that a God that would provide him a way, not, you know, in the lion's den. The three Hebrew children through the fiery furnace. They understood some things about God, and that was their only way to be provided for.
Right.
You know, I think about how God's provided for me and my family. It's just, my heart overflows with joy and gladness. Meet God's children out here in this troubled world and hear the stories about him delivering him. You know, hear a story about Brother Tim in Nashville trying to make it, how God provided him a way, and what a better way.
Amen.
I mean, it's much more glorious. I know it is. I don't have to ask him. I've heard him tell the story. I can tell my story, and you should be able to tell your story. You should be able to tell your testimony, how good and how great, how God has provided for you and given you so many things that his children just really don't deserve at the end of the day when you look at it. God is good. Oh, he's so good. I want to turn to a story in the book of Acts and Peter, Acts chapter 12. Now, this had to be just a monumental hard time for the Apostle Peter. James had just been slain by Herod. Verse 3, it says, "And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. There were the days of the unleavened bread, and when he apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four corners of the soldiers to keep him." You think that would have been enough? It says, I want you to pay attention to that word, delivered. They delivered Peter in, thinking, you read just about how the case, and just picture it in your mind here for a few minutes. "And he intended after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him." Had his sister this weekend tell me I was on her prayer list. She had so many preachers on her prayer list. And I was number 51 or 52. I don't know where it was. And I just warmed my heart. Her name, I'll just say it's Sister Nan. I think it's right. And, you know, prayer is so powerful.
Amen.
We're praying for the providential hand of God for each of his little sheep out here in this world. And God's the one who can do something about it. Yeah. I can only do so much. I can only, you know, comfort you so much. I can only talk to you so much and try to, you know, put a smile on a frown. You know, I can only do so much. But, I mean, he can do it a lot more.
Amen.
A lot more. That's why we pray to him. We pray for his providential hand upon us. My daughter was coming home the other night, and something happened with her cell phone, and we got this 360 app, and it tells us right where she's going, how fast she's going, if she stopped. I mean, probably a lot. You know, information overload, but I mean, I like it sometimes. I like it a lot, actually. And because as parents, I worry about my kids. I want them to be safe.
Yes.
Just like I think about my parents, the older they get, I want to know that they're getting to and fro okay. And her phone just mysteriously stopped working. I couldn't get a hold of her. I couldn't tell where she was. And I immediately every second seemed like a day or a minute. Every minute seemed like an hour. I mean, when it time of like crises, if I want to say that, I mean, it seems like it takes forever. When you're having fun, it goes by like that. I mean, it's already Sunday afternoon. I've had a joy. But in that time when you don't have any control, you got to go to the God and pray for his providential hand to protect her, that she ain't in the ditch, and if she is, that somebody can get to her quick enough, whatever it is. It's been hard times. I'm telling you what, go to the throne of grace and go to the God of providence and trust in him that he will provide him, you know, a safe passage and that she's okay. And that's what we do for God's children out here that have trouble and stumble and fall. And go to God. He will provide. He will. It's great to go to somebody like that you can count on, that you can depend on. And he has promised he will provide. And so there was prayer going up for Peter. And they thought they had delivered him with no escape. When Herod would have brought him forth, I get these tears out of my eyes. The same Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. This is what I want you to picture. He was locked tight. He was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. No way out. There was no sign of delivery. There was no sign of it. I mean, on paper, done. "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands." Well, what do you know? How did all that happen? God provided.
Amen.
That's the only way he was getting out. He was
two chains in between two prisoners. They had delivered him in there. He was not getting out. Death was on the horizon. But the Lord, like he always does, provides a way.
Amen.
That's the only way. He sent forth his angel. The light shined about him. I see him smoting Peter on the side. It's like, get up, boy. It's like I feel like my children in the morning getting ready for school. Like, get up. That's what I feel like I have to do is smote them on the side. Like, come on, we got to go. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind up thy sandals. And so he did. He's like, get prepared. I prepared a way for you. I'm going to deliver you. Get on your shoes. It's time to go, son. And when you look back at how God has delivered you time and time again, we need to get on our sandals and we need to get on the road and praise the Lord our Father for providing us a way through the trials that we're about to face. We're going through and we're about to face because they're just like the waves of the ocean. They're going to come. The trials are going to come. In this world, you shall have tribulation. It's a promise. It's not, you know, you may or may not. You are going to have tribulations. You are going to have stuff that comes up in your life. But you can reach back and glean from that field of providence and go to him and thank him and pray to him that he will get you through it. And when you come out on the other side, you can go back just like that one leper did. He healed the 10 lepers. Can you imagine that? God provided them from leprosy, which is the sentence of death. And only one came back. And I want you to be the one here this morning and come back and praise the Lord, fall down at his feet and say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from leprosy, which is a sign of sin. He paid the sin debt. He prepared the way when he went to Calvary. That's what he's saying. I'll go to prepare a place for you. He was going to prepare himself an offering as a spotless lamb of God. Wow, that's wonderful. That's an amen and an amen. Thank you, Lord. Be that one leper that comes back when all God's children are just going on the merry way and not thanking the God that's delivered them over and over again. Here he does with Peter and he does with, you know, the Apostle Paul. And then when they went to the prison, they were bound and they were singing and praising the Lord. Can you imagine that situation when they were locked up on a dark and dreary night, but they were singing and praying to the Lord? Why? Because they know that they were going to be delivered one way or the other. These three Hebrew children knew that they were going to be delivered one way or the other. Either they were going to go home and be with their Lord and Savior, or they're going to be delivered out of that fiery furnace. And that's the same thing with each of us. Each of us. Why? Because God will provide.
Amen.
Thank you.